Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, it's all songs and music about power and politics.
Like that, all that white marble and the guards at the door. The metal detector, the following eyes, geometric patterns covering the floor. The symbols of power, eagles and flags, attendants, assistants, moving like sharks. Through crowds of citizens, patriotic souls, visiting the Capitol and the National Park. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. From here, money to burn, filling up their pockets, where no one can see and no one can hear. I wonder what they say to each other. How do they think? What do they feel? When they come out of those rooms and put on their faces, is anything they say to the cameras real? They come for the power, for the power they stay, and they'll do anything to keep it that way. They'll ignore the Constitution and hide behind the scenes. Anything to stay a part of the machine. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. They run the whole damn thing from here. The votes were just pieces of paper. And they sneer at the people who voted. And they laugh as the votes were not counted. The will of the people was noted and completely ignored. Thank you.
from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets, where no one can see, but no one can hear.
David Crosby. That song is called Capital, from the album Sky Trails, was his sixth solo album, released in 2017. David Crosby, he's 78 years old this year. And he pulls no punches. He's very outspoken about his opinions. And even though this song relates ideally to the topic of today's program, power in politics, he's always he's cynical. He expresses a lot of cynicism in the song about the government, a lot of frustration with politics, and he's an honest musician. And David Crosby has always been on the cutting edge of responding to the world around him. You know, politics is at the forefront of my mind these days. Here on WJFF, as public radio, as a service to you, if you've been listening for the past few days to the coverage of the impeachment of President Trump, you understand, you know, how powerful the political world around us is right now. What a historical time. And David Crosby began his career in the Byrds, out in California on the West Coast. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash was at the forefront of some of the social commentary that rock and roll was so involved in the 60s, with the civil rights movement and the Vietnam War and the peace movement. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young never flinched at expressing their honest points of view. And as our media coverage and as our world has become more saturated with information and with music and video and all the movies and all the variety of content that you can have, just living in an internet-enabled world as we do, music is still a very, very powerful force in the way that people view the world, how they interpret the things going on around them in the world. And politics is one of those complicated and deep subjects. So today's music deals with some of these ideas. One of the things a lot of these songs have in common is they're going to have the word power in the title. Today's program is about power and politics. So, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, you know, David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young, they have a up and down musical romance with each other. They've come together and fallen apart. There was a time in 2006 when the entire band came together and did a live tour across the United States, Freedom of Expression tour. A couple of years there that they were very present. And in 2006, they released a live recording of one of those concerts. The album is called Deja Vu. And we're going to hear two songs. David Crosby, I've seen him live on a few occasions in the past couple of years specifically. And it seems that every time he appears, he always performs the song What Are Their Names. We're going to hear a live version of that with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And then we're going to hear a timely song for 2006. President Bush took us to war because of there was weapons of mass destruction. And when the reality was revealed that there actually were no weapons of mass destruction, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young decided that it was time to impeach the president. So the song we're about to hear deals with their criticism of the Bush administration back in 2006. But, you know, since it's such a relevant and timely song, it might be rubbing salt in the wound. I thought it would be an ideal addition for us to hear today. So this is also from that same recording, that live performance, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Live in 2006. What are their names?
That's right. Such a thoughtless hand. What are their names? And on what streets do they live? I like to ride over this afternoon and give them a piece of my mind about peace for mankind.
White House shadows who hide behind closed doors. They bend the facts to fit with their new story of why we had to send our men to war. Let's impeach the president for spying.
Or, you know, I just don't spend much time on it. I want him now. I want justice, dead or alive.
Wow.
Flip. Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists.
Wow.
Including members of Al-Qaeda. I didn't say that there was a direct connection between September the 11th and Saddam Hussein.
Flip.
War is my last choice. But we're going to smoke them out. Bring them on.
Love.
Think Patriot Act. Constitutional guarantees are in place.
Love.
A wiretap requires a court order.
Love.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction.
Love.
Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction,
Love.
And it is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong,
Love.
No one can now doubt the word of America.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, rather critical of the Bush administration in a live performance in 2006, Let's Impeach the President for Lying. And they started that set with David Crosby's What Are Their Names? So power and politics. John Lennon had so much to say in a positive regard. People would listen to the things he said. He had some very straightforward ways of saying things. You know, when he moved to the United States, the FBI had him under surveillance, and they were very concerned about the political stance that John Lennon was taking on a few issues. And he wrote a song called Give Me Some Truth. And considering that we are now, our government is deliberating in a trial, trying to uncover the truth from one side or the other, I thought that John Lennon's song, Give Me Some Truth, might be a relevant song to play for today's program. John Lennon and David Crosby would have been the same age if John Lennon was still alive. And considering how active David Crosby still is, it would be fascinating if John was still with us, what he might have to say about our current politics here in 2020. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Incredible musicians. Tom Petty could write a song that you hear it one time and you would just never forget it. Such an incredible gift of lyricism as a songwriter. And he recorded solo, but most of the recordings that Tom Petty did were with his band, the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty was only 66 years old. He died of a heart attack in October of 2017. But the last studio album that he did with the Heartbreakers was called Hypnotic Eye. Amazing recording. And there's one song on it, I just have to play it today. It's called Power Drunk, Look in His Eyes. So two very powerful songs from two very iconic and powerful and culturally influential songwriters. John Lennon, Give Me Some Truth.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politics. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth now. some men's mind. God protect us from the pain it leaves behind. Now you see him against the sky, believing in his own lies, and his power drum.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Power Drunk. That album was released in July of 2014. It was called Hypnotic Eye. And we heard John Lennon, Give Me Some Truth. Well, that song was recorded and released in September of 1971. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And today's program, it's all about power and politics. I'm so proud of our radio station for broadcasting the coverage of the impeachment trials. So today is Saturday afternoon, and apparently we all get a break. So I thought it would be interesting to listen to some music that reflects on some of these ideas. And as I said at the beginning, a lot of the songs, they have the word power in their title. And that's a hint. If you think about songs with power in the title, a lot of them have to do with the power of love, the power of soul. But one of the songs that is one of the most beautiful and iconic songs that Phil Oakes wrote is not a satirical or a cynical or a frustration song. It's a beautiful tribute to America. It's called The Power and the Glory, and it was written and released on Phil Oakes' debut album, All the News That's Fit to Print. released in 1964. Felix was born in December 1940. He was only 35 years old when he committed suicide in 1976. He was a very intense and powerful, what they called protest songwriter. In the 60s, the civil rights movement and the folk movement kind of clashed, all came together, got all mixed up, and protest songs came out. Bob Dylan was a part of that scene. And a lot of that happened in New York City down in Greenwich Village. So we're going to hear two songs in a row, Phil Oaks, and we're going to hear from Patti Smith, also a resident of the village, and also a very outspoken and lyrical, poetically gifted singer-songwriter. Phil Oaks and Patti were about the same age. Phil was born in 1940. Patti Smith was born in 1946. Patti Smith is still alive and active, still recording, still working, 73 years old, an amazing woman. She's written several books. We're going to hear a song from an album she recorded in 1988 called The Dream of Life. The song is called People Have the Power. So we'll start with this beautiful anthem by Phil Oaks, The Power and the Glory.
Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
Dreaming.
Patti Smith, from the album The Dream of Life, People Have the Power. That was released in 1988. And right before that, Phil Oakes, The Power and the Glory, from his debut album, All the News That's Fit to Print. So, today's program, music about power in politics. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, the Irish, the soul, Van the Man, Van Morrison. He has a lot of philosophy and values that he expresses in his songs. He very rarely says a blatant political statement. But there is a song that he's written called The Pen is Mightier Than the Sword. So we're going to listen to that song. It's from 2016. The album is called Keep Me Singing. And then we're going to hear a song by John Mayer. Well, John Mayer, let's see. He's probably the youngest musician I'll be playing on today's show. He's 42 years old. He was born in October of 1977. He's a wonderful guitarist. He's born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. We're going to hear a song by John Mayer from the album Continuum, released in 2006. The song is called Waiting on the World to Change. Let's start with Van Morrison. The pen is mightier than the sword.
You gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. You gotta live by the pen, mightier than the sword. Every man is me, every man is you. Can't tell you what you gotta do. You gotta live by the pen, it's mightier than the sword. You gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. You gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the law. Every man is me, every man is you. Can't tell you what you have to do. But you gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. You gotta live by the pen, it's mightier than the law. You gotta live by the pen, cause of what you saw. Every man is me, every man is you. Can't tell you what you're supposed to do. I gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. I gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. I gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. Every man is me, every man is you. But I can't tell you what do you have to do? I gotta live by the pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. Get burnt cause they're playing with fire. They're gonna get caught cause somebody is a liar. Every man is me, every man is you. Can't tell you what you're supposed to do. You gotta live by the pen cause it's mightier than the sword. Sword. I gotta live by the pen, it's mightier than the sword. Every man is me, every man is you. I can't tell you what you're supposed to do. I gotta live by my pen, cause it's mightier than the Lord. I gotta live by my pen, cause it's mightier than the sword. live by my pen, though this mightier than the sword.
John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change. That's from 2006, his Continuum, the album. And right before that, we heard from Van Morrison from his Keep Me Singing, The Pen is Mightier Than the Sword. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, it's music that deals with power and politics. Well, there's a song that Don Henley wrote, released in 1989, called The End of the Innocents. It's a beautiful song, and when I heard the song, I've always thought of it as more of a romantic song, a song about losing the innocence, you know, being introduced to love, and always thought of it in romantic terms. But when I looked at the lyrics, I discovered that there is indeed a deeper meanings going through the song. I thought it would tie in nicely with today's topic, power and politics. Here's some of the lyrics that now strike me in a new way. This is from Don Henley, The End of the Innocents. When Happily Ever After fails, and we've been poisoned by these fairy tales. The lawyers dwell on small details since Daddy had to fly. But I know a place where we can go. This is the end of the innocence. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. But now those skies are threatening. They're beating plowshares into swords for this tired old man that we elected king. Armchair warriors often fail, and we've been poisoned by these fairy tales. The lawyers clean up all details since Daddy had to lie. But I know a place where we can go and wash away this sin. We'll sit and watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass wave in the wind. This is the innocence, end of the innocence. Somewhere back there in the dust, that same small town is in each of us. I need to remember this. So this is Don Henley's song, The End of the Innocence.
Lay your head back on the ground.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, Power and Politics. I hope you enjoyed or endured today's program. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill, your community radio station. Stay tuned.